Study: Trans women athletes hold intolerable advantage over biological females. By Dr. Susan Berry on July 29, 2019. Researchers have concluded that male athletes who claim to be female hold an intolerable advantage over biological female athletes. Results of a new study have ripped through the claims of House Democrats that it is a myth, simply fear-mongering, and without scientific evidence that inclusion of biological men in female sports would leave women athletes at an unfair disadvantage. Three professors, two in bioethics and one in physiology, note the International Olympic Committee, IOC, is allowing transgender women to compete against biological females if their testosterone is below 10 mL/L. However, even that level is significantly higher than that of biological females, they assert. The authors cite research demonstrating that healthy young men did not lose significant muscle mass or power when their circulating testosterone levels were reduced for 20 weeks to meet the IOC's guidelines. The researchers also state that indirect effects of testosterone will not be altered by hormone therapy. For example, hormone therapy will not alter bone structure, lung volume or heart size of the trans woman athlete, especially if she transitions post-puberty. So natural advantages including joint articulation, stroke volume and maximal oxygen uptake will be maintained, they explain. We conclude that the advantage to trans women afforded by the IOC guidelines is an intolerable unfairness, state the professors. The study, titled Trans Women in Elite Sport: Scientific and Ethical Considerations, is released after House Democrats passed the Equality Act in May. The measure would ensure gender ideology is cemented into federal law by extending federal protections for sexual orientation and gender identity. If the bill were to pass the Senate and be signed into law, federal law would then force girls in women's sports to include biological males on female athletic teams. Democrats and leaders of LGBTQ activist organizations openly supported the legislation, claiming fears that the inclusion of biological men in female sports would leave women athletes at an unfair disadvantage were unfounded. In January, Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota recommended that her state attorney general, Keith Ellison, investigate USA powerlifting for blocking biological males from competing in women's events. As the Daily Caller reported, Omar referred to the idea that biological male athletes identifying as women have an unfair advantage over biological females as a myth. Democrat Representative Katie Hill, CA, minimized concerns regarding biological male athletes competing against female counterparts. "This is fear-mongering about trans women playing in sports," she said on the House floor during a debate. "Are you kidding me?" House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler also defended the Equality Act by observing some states include sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes, including in women's sports. Arguments about transgender athletes participating in sports in accordance with their gender identity having competitive advantages have not been borne out, Nadler said, according to the Daily Caller. Sarah Warbelow, director of LGBTQ civil rights activist organization the Human Rights Campaign, testified in favor of the legislation. "Opponents of equality in athletics for transgender athletes have argued that girls who are transgender have unfair physiological advantages over cisgender girls and as a result, will dominate women's competitive sports," she said, adding that it is not rooted in fact that biological male athletes claiming to be female will outperform their female competitors. "Several situations involving biological male athletes claiming to be females have made headlines. In Cromwell, Connecticut, a biological male freshman high school student claiming to be a female and using the name Andrea Yearwood consistently defeated all female competitors in track events in 2017. Breitbart News reported. And all of this has occurred quite despite the fact that Yearwood has taken no steps to transition into a girl. The runner stands taller than opponents, is clearly far more muscular, and even sports a faint, ever-present mustache." A similar situation occurred in Alaska where Natafin Iswangiat beat his female counterparts, as Breitbart News also reported. "Some politicians have lost all sense of reality when they push for biological men to compete in women's sports," said Liberty Council Chairman Matt Staver, adding that the Equality Act, which has been promoted under the guise of equality for all people, actually puts males at an unfair advantage over their female competitors. As a result, female athletes who have trained hard to compete will lose titles, records, and scholarships that are rightfully theirs and even incur serious sports-related injuries, he added. There is nothing fair or equal about that.